And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. What a great show we have for you today. They are the superstars of the sport fishing fleet here in Southern California. Bob Dawson and Christy Wheeler from Dawson and Associates Insurance Services. We're going to be talking travel insurance, boat insurance, and a whole bunch more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and baitech systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be. Always such, everything takes such a fun turn when the Dawson Insurance team is in here talking today. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Christy.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys. Now, wait a minute, Bob. Is it really true that you're kind of almost retired?
Like 99%, 99%. A year this month.
Well, I love your new email, too, which I'm not going to give out because that's your personal email. But right. But it's basically something along that Bob has gone fishing or something.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
Yeah. But when you retire, you got to do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But you've turned the reins over to somebody that's been working with you for many years, Wheeler. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Glad to be on.
Great to have you back. And is she doing okay? Is she's doing
the
right?
Boss.
Yeah,
she's fine. She's going to own the agency when I go to Fish in Heaven anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I get the feeling she's kind of been the boss for a while. Maybe if she didn't have that figure title, like I have a feeling Chrissy's been the boss for more than a minute.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. But anyway, everybody in the fleet knows you. That's what's amazing. Is you go, oh, you have it on the show tomorrow. Oh, Bob and Chris. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. They insure all my boats. They do this for me, they do that for me.
Yeah.
And so we always talk about you guys doing travel insurance, which is kind of, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't leave home without it, for sure.
Absolutely.
With the Dawson Insurance. But you do a lot of insurance on boats, too, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
We do tons of charter fishing vessels, both long range and the six-pack boats. We do commercial fishing vessels, landings, pretty much any business involved in the fishing industry, as well as lots of other types of business insurance as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, pretty much everybody in the fleet, when they buy a boat, they sell a boat, they travel or do anything, they're going to call Dawson Insurance Services.
If you look out the window of the world headquarters, just about every boat that's got a rope tied to that dock is done with Dawson.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
We love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Very blessed.
And the good news is Bob still has to do field research on the boats, too, right, Bob?
I have to fish on them.
Yeah.
I got to inspect the boats.
Yeah.
Right.
Got to report back to Christy.
Of course.
It's
yeah.
a tough job, but, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Bob can handle
he
it.
He can handle it. You're going on the Royal Star here next week or the week after?
Next week on Friday for a 3-day.
Nice.
Yeah. And
right around that new moon time, the bluefin time.
Wow.
Hey, it could get lucky.
Yeah. You like fishing on the Royal Star?
Oh, yeah. Love it. I've known the people that own it for over 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, we do all their insurance, different
of
businesses
course
and everything, you know. So
I originally found out about you from Tracy Toussaint.
Now, that does not surprise
yeah.
me. And she
goes,
has referred
yeah.
everybody in the world to us.
Back
and it's awesome.
Yeah,
Tracy's
like,
amazing.
Yeah, she's
love her.
I don't know how many years we've been together here, but doing this for 5+ years. But Tracy goes, you've got to call this guy Bob and get him on the show and to talk about travel insurance, because we so much encourage people right. to buy the travel insurance when they book a trip here. Why is that, Christy?
It's a no-brainer. I mean,
yeah.
it really, you're protecting your investment. So if something happens, you get ill, you get injured, or a family member gets ill or injured, right? Or let's say you have severe weather and you can't make the trip from wherever you're coming from. Those are all reasons to get your money back where, you know, it's not on the boat to give you a credit or something like that because it's outside of their policy. I mean,
right.
you've got a business to run in it, and it just protects you. You can get to go on another fishing trip, or let's say you get, you know, sick on the boat and you miss half your trip, you can take another trip, and the insurance helps pay for that as well. So
yeah, and for the boat, I mean, the boat doesn't like keeping your money when something goes wrong with you.
Absolutely.
But they've got to run a business.
Absolutely.
And it's a thin line for right. all these boats to make any kind of money, if at all. So it's a win-win, actually,
yeah,
when
for sure.
when you buy a travel insurance policy, you're covering yourself as well as taking care of the boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it
Absolutely.
costs less money to buy that policy than it does to put line on one of your reels.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's such a fraction of the cost to protect what, you know, it sometimes can be a multi-$1,000 investment in your ticket price. It's so nice to have that peace of mind, not even think about it.
Right. When you've been looking forward to it all year, you know, your big
totally.
Trip all year long, or even just, you know, going on a quick trip with your kids or something, you know, it's nice to know that no matter what, if you've got the insurance, you're going to be covered and you don't have to miss out. So.
Do more people end up buying a policy for their trip? Like they, you know, Bob books a trip with Tracy and the Royal Star. Do the majority of people buy the insurance policy for that trip, or do you have more people buy the yearly plans?
By far, we have more anglers that buy the yearly plans, not just for their fishing trips, but for any travel they do that's 100 miles or more from their home. They're covered for the year for one price, and you cannot beat the annual plans if you're traveling more than, you know, twice a year. And you know, I mean, even for me, I have the annual plan because as we get older, our insurance is more costly. The annual plan, whether you're 18 or you're 80, it's the same price. So it's a fantastic deal, as you know.
Yeah,
so.
And Bob, you've always talked about pre-existing conditions. Oh, I have a heart condition. You're still covered, right, Bob?
Yeah, the rule is you have to buy the insurance within 15 days of your initial trip deposit.
Yeah.
And then it covers pre-existing conditions. I wrote a policy for a guy that had cancer, and one of his bucket list items was a caribou hunt. And he says, you know, I just put my deposit on it for $17,000 or whatever it was. It was like a super deluxe one. But anyway, yeah, unfortunately he passed away. So, you know, we reimbursed the $17,000 because the outfitter wasn't going to give it back.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But the family got their $17,000 back.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, but so even if you're ill of health, as long as you deposit,
it's actually within, depending on the carrier. We, as a rule of thumb, we say 14 days because depending on the plan that you go with, some carriers are 14, some carriers are 15. Mm-hmm. So, as a rule of thumb, 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, you want to purchase your travel insurance to get the most coverage possible under your plan so that there are the least amount of exclusions. That covers you for pre-existing conditions. If you, you already have a condition, it's still covered as long as you purchase it within that 2 week period.
It's mind-boggling to me how affordable these policies are. Like, for example, I bought a ticket on an airline yesterday, and they say, oh, you want to cover this $500 ticket? It's like $60, and it's like, no, I'm already covered, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. I have people that don't fish that purchase these annual plans because they have flights to go see family, they have flights overseas, and they can purchase the less expensive tickets or the last-minute tickets
that
maybe don't come with the cancellation or the, you know, reimbursement, and it pays for itself in just the savings.
Two times. It's over.
Well over.
So if you buy the annual policy, you don't need to bother with that trip cancellation policy that the airline's trying to gouge
That's
on.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's basically with the same company.
Right.
A lot of times, right?
That's great.
That's often what's so funny about it. Like, wait a minute. Allianz, that's the company that is my annual policy guy. And I can buy a year's worth of coverage for like just a little more than what you're trying to sell me for
right.
one trip.
And it comes with all those additional benefits. Your emergency transportation, your emergency medical coverage, you know, rental car coverage for up to $45,000 of physical damage so you don't have to buy the extra insurance.
Wait.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on your plan.
Really?
So legitimately, I'll bet, like you say, if you're not going to have to pay the airline ticket, if you're not going to have to pay the extra on the rental car, if you got any baggage, that one time is probably lesser money than the cost of the entire annual plan.
Yeah.
You're covered for the rest of your trips for nothing.
Yep.
And there's still $280, right, for the 3,000.
Right, for the 3,000 deluxe plan, it's $280 in the state of California. It's a little different in some states, but most states are $280.
Wow.
Yeah,
so it covers for the whole year and all your trips that you go on.
Yeah.
So, back to the rental car thing, because you rent a car in Cabo, let's say. You're covered for how much?
You're covered for up to $45,000 of physical loss or damage. So it's theft or damage to the rented vehicle. So usually the rental car companies will want you to sign that form saying, you know, you're purchasing the additional insurance for damage to their vehicle that your liability coverage on your, you know, auto policy doesn't cover. And you don't need that because if you have the annual plan, you have that
already.
Already
got it.
Mm-hmm. But they need the liability.
They have to have the liability for the,
in
for
Mexico.
The physical liability. The liability meaning that if you hit somebody, you're covering the other guy.
Right.
But the physical damage to your vehicle is covered up to $45,000.
To a rental vehicle.
To the rental vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's anywhere in the world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
That's correct.
That we'd want to go.
Right.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So now talk about boat coverage. So why should we? I mean, there's a lot of companies that do boat insurance. I mean, you know, we see them advertising for boat insurance. What is the advantage of being covered by Dawson Associates?
So that's kind of how Bob started this agency, and he's been specializing in boat insurance for, over a decade. I've been here over 10 years, and that was my
You've
primary.
You've been here like 13 or 14.
Well, we'll say over 10.
Dating yourself.
Right. But so that's what we specialize in. So we tear those policies apart. We work directly with carriers to make sure we're getting additional coverages for our boat owners that they may not get if they were going with another agency.
Right.
We make sure it's a very comprehensive policy that they're, you know, highly rated, that they have good claims processing, because that's important to us. It's our name on that policy, regardless of the carrier. And we stay very involved with our customers to help walk them through the process should they have a claim, which is the whole reason you have the insurance.
I'm just sold a boat, sold my little Parker, and I'm getting a new boat. And I looked at the policy that I had, which for some reason was not, I think because of some technical issues, it was not through Dawson & Associates. And I looked at some of the coverage in there for the physical damage, for the theft and stuff. And I was like, that's not enough. But you understand boats and will assure that whatever coverage you have for that boat is correct.
Absolutely. I go line by line through that part of the policy with my with our customers and make sure that they know what they're getting. You know, as far as physical damage, there, you know, depends on what you purchase the boat for, what the boat's valued at. We work directly with the carriers to make sure that we get the coverage that you're looking for or as close to it as we can. Obviously, different carriers have different limitations, and so that also helps us to determine where we're going to send it to cover it, just to make sure that you have all the coverages you need and we can explain them to you, sure, exactly what you're getting.
Yeah. Where you're taking a boat, how far into Mexico you're going, how offshore you're going, all those little things that you might not think about, and you wind up buying a cheap policy online somewhere, and God forbid you need to use it, and then all of a sudden you're excluded.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Give you another example. When I owned Field Research, older boat, a 1976 Pacifica, hard to get insurance for an old boat. You guys found it, and somebody else, a friend of mine who also has the exact same boat, was paying double what I was paying through you. So
well,
that's another.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. So for the same coverage, I was like, wait a minute, you need to call Dawson and Associates here.
Well, going back to the first thing we said, there's a reason that damn near every boat in our fleet runs their insurance through Dawson Insurance. They're the best. They're the best there is.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Travel insurance, boat insurance. What else do you do?
Any business insurance,
business
really.
Insurance,
yeah,
right.
I mean, we can certainly do personal lines insurance, but that's not our mainstay. You know, boating insurance, commercial lines insurance for businesses, both their workers' comp, their general liability, E&O, professional liability, all the things.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, travel insurance. We love travel. We love talking travel. Bob especially loves talking travel.
Yeah, talk about some expertise.
Yeah.
I always get to talk to them. I said, what's your favorite knot? You know, and I get to find out what they're using. And I've kind of changed my favorite knot, you know. But
Let's hear.
Well, really, I started with the San Diego knot. Okay. And that's what I'm back to right now. So I'm happy with that one.
I like it. I'm the same.
I'm the same way, too. I wander sometimes, and then I go, why? Right? San Diego knot is so easy to tie. It's almost foolproof, and it's strong.
And you don't have to change it. You can tie it in 2 pound or 200 pound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the beauty of it is that, you know, and I've read like everybody else has on the internet, okay, what's the line breaking strength on the Palomar, the Uni knot, the, you know, Trilene knot, you name it. And, you know, the San Diego knot ranks right up there. I mean, it's like, I think over 84%. Well, the thing is, you're not going to be fishing your drag at 84% of your line breakage anyway. If you have a 100-pound line on, you're not going to try to get 84 pounds of drag on it to break it anyway.
Yeah.
So most guys fish 25 pounds of drag. The most important thing you can have in your tackle box is a drag scale. Because if you're either letting the crew do it, which they're experts at, don't get me wrong, or you're trying to make it by feel, you're not going to set that drag at 25% or 30%. You just want to make sure the fish is not going to break off, and you're going to be able to exert the most power on that fish to land that thing in the shortest amount of time before you get cut off on the party boat by, you know, 20 other guys.
Right. You don't want to be stupid tight, but you want to be tight, right?
No, especially on Wahoo.
Yeah. Yeah. Or tuna or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I will say, Bob, what, you're 79 now?
Yeah.
I remember last year we were on the Islander, and watching you pull on that big bluefin. You pull hard, man.
Yeah, I've fished a few, big fish over the years.
Is that your first time?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Caught a few. What's your biggest fish?
283 yellowfin.
Yellowfin.
Yeah, that was, I believe that I hooked a yellowfin that was 350 on a kite bait with a giant-sized flying fish. And the only reason I say that is because Pat Cavanaugh was running the XL at that time, and it got bit like 25 feet off the stern. And he said, that tuna will go 350 or more. and I only had it on for like 10 minutes. We were at Roca Partida, and I got sawed off by the rocks, and I was using an Iser line at that time, 100-pound Iser. It would break at 147. So I had him on the right gear on an 80 International
that
was
right
tuned by Cal Sheets. I mean, all the right
all
stuff.
All the stuff.
You can't, you're not going to move a 350-pound tuna. He's going to go where he wants.
Yeah.
So he liked the rocks.
He wanted to be in the rocks. Yeah. He was smart. That he didn't get big for being stupid, right?
I was just saying, that's how he got to be 350 pounds.
He knew where to go. What about you? Are you fishing these days?
I do more fishing than I do catching.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have Bob's expertise. I have as much passion as Bob has for fishing for insurance.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a good thing when you want to hire an insurance agent, right? As you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today. You know, basically, a lot of our listeners use Dawson Associates for travel insurance. So we haven't delved into some of the depths of that travel insurance policy, so we can do that.
It's my favorite part of the show. You know, both Bob and Chris here are so dialed in on all the ins and outs of travel insurance, all the insurance. It's just a fun show, and it always takes such a fun path, and I can't wait for today's, and we can't wait to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Already a jam-packed set of phone lines. We have two lines that are still available. 213-432-1090. Only two left until we're totally packed up. And don't forget the text the show option. So popular here on Let's Talk Hookup now. Text the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And that app's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the great archive shows. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions to Bob and Christy if you've got insurance questions. Make sure when you do that you include your contact info as well. Because if you win the prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a killer prize. One lucky caller or texter is going to win today. We're doing a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Is going to go to one lucky caller or texter. And that's going to get decided by a coin at the end of the show. We're going to flip the prize coin. And we're going to decide whether that prize is going for the caller side or the texter side. Again, a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. How cool is that?
And the Liberty's been catching yellows.
That was awesome, yeah.
They had really good cod fishing. And, by the way, speaking of cod fishing, the bad news is that the limit is now two reds in California. It is official now.
Officially adopted yesterday.
Yeah. But the good news is if you go on the Liberty and you're fishing in Mexican water, you still keep five.
You're right. You've got that going for sure.
But they're catching yellows and such, and so one lucky caller is going to be able to go on a beautiful boat.
So all those regulations that we kind of knew about, they hadn't been adopted yet. You know, we were kind of waiting for that to happen. Well, that officially happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So all of the new regulations, the mandatory descending device, limit of two on reds, that all went into effect. So if you're fishing today, make sure you got a descender if you're fishing rockfish, and make sure you're only bringing two reds home.
Yeah. Have you guys been selling a lot of descending devices?
We have been selling a tremendous amount of descending devices.
I can imagine.
Just guys.
Which ones do you sell mostly?
Sequizer.
The Sequizer.
I would say is probably the most popular.
Do they still make the Rockleys or no?
If they do, please call them.
Yeah.
It's so easy to use. I love it. And
so if you have one, don't lose it as well.
Don't lose it. Yeah. I've been trying to track it down. You know, no reason to tell the story. Phone number doesn't work, whatever. So if they're still out there, you call us because we'd love to have that thing. It was just so easy. But I have a feeling Rockleys, if it is around, it's not been easy for us to track down yet.
Yeah, gotcha.
But anyways, lots of great stuff going on and lots of great fishing. And again, if you want to join us this morning, be a part of the fun, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have already packed up. There's one spot still open if you want it. That's 213-432-1090. I don't need to say anything about the text, man. They are flooding through.
Yeah,
right now.
For sure.
So many questions for Bob and Christian.
And you get to go on the Liberty if you're one caller or texter on the flip. Bob just brought a very important point about traveling. Christy brought up the point that it's for good for travel 100 miles from home or better. But bring up that point you just talked about if you're going on a sport boat here.
Right. It doesn't mean that you have to be 100 miles from home if you have an accident or have to cancel the trip. It means that your destination is going to be 100 miles. So if you, let's say you live next door to the landing and you go 100 feet and you get on a boat, but your destination is to go to Cedros or whatever it might be.
Yeah, or offshore 100 miles.
Yeah. Then you're
covered.
Yeah, you're covered. You don't have to be physically.
You can only be 25 miles away from the house getting into an accident.
You could be a block away. I had a guy that was 3 blocks away from his house and had an accident and had to cancel his trip.
Yeah.
Because the boat wasn't going to wait.
Yeah, you're good.
That's good info.
All right,
man.
That's really good info. Now, you have a great text. Good text coming through.
This show's so fun because we all travel, we all fish, we have boats, and, like, so much of this pertains to Bob and Christy. And, like, getting info on a new Talica is relatively easy. There's a lot of sources. But this is all stuff that none of us know about.
Right.
And it's so important
good
to what
point.
We do. And I thought this was a great one to start it off. It's from John in Rancho San Diego. Thanks so much for having Christy and Bob on today. I love
love this show. Always helpful to hear from them. I drive down to Baja about 2 hours south of Ensenada at least a couple times a year, and I typically just use one of the random drive-through agencies off the freeway when I'm heading down to get basic Mexican insurance. Is that sufficient? Should I be doing more? And could an annual policy end up saving me money in the long run? John in Rancho San Diego.
Sure, I can answer that one. So, John, if you're driving down into Mexico, if you're using your own vehicle, you can use one of the Mexico companies. We do write insurance for
Mexico auto insurance.
Travel into Mexico, yes.
Okay.
For liability and all of that. As far as the annual plan goes, the coverage on for the physical damage coverage or theft is specific to rented vehicles. So if you're driving your own vehicle, it would not provide that coverage. It's for a rented vehicle.
You still recommend getting an additional policy
for liability.
Driving your own car into Mexico.
For liability and physical damage, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you guys could do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
We offer that too.
All right.
There it is.
Yeah, fantastic. Rick, before time gets away, I want to talk about the trip you just came off with Captain Frank Lopresti at Lake El Salto at Billy Chapman Sr.'s place.
It was fantastic. You know, we had been talking about it for a while. We get so excited about fishing El Salto and staying at Billy Chapman Sr.'s El Salto, and it was fantastic, man. It was probably, you know, I've been lucky enough to get to go down there several times now, and this was the best fishing that we've been fortunate to have yet. It was a perfect trip, and I mean that. You know, like, travel was very easy. Everybody was very accommodating. They met us with two big air-conditioned vans. There's tons of room, and they, you know, you couldn't grab your own bag even if you wanted to. Like, everybody from the lodge was just super, super helpful, and it's a really fun trip when we do these, because Frank and Billy Chapman Sr. have become close, and it's like a very familia setting down there. You know, they really make you feel like part of the crew and part of the squad, and it's just our group at the lodge, you know, so our 14 or 16 people, that's it. It's just us. So when you're having dinner, it's just them, and the food was fun and great, and our fishing was, it really was, Pete. It was the best I think we've ever had it down there.
Awesome.
We have had slightly higher numbers fishing on a trip or two, but never have I seen this level of quality. Every day you'd come back from fishing, and it's really fun the way the fishing happens. It's an early morning, especially when Frank's running the show. It's a super early morning because we love getting topwater fishing.
So you're going in the dark.
Oh, my God, dude. It's so early. we are like, the boats are leaving with headlamps because, but it is true, like, the topwater fishing really is best in the first couple hours of daylight. And if you're not there and you're not on it, then you miss that part of it. And it's a really fun one, getting the big explosions on the topwater plugs and all that. But, yeah, you fish the morning session. You fish from probably 5 a.m. We're fishing, like, not driving the boat. We're on the water making casts at 5 a.m., come back around lunchtime, have a killer lunch, have a siesta for a half hour, and then get back out and fish again until dark. And it was not uncommon whenever you'd come back from one of those sessions and BSing with the guys, like, everybody was talking about the number of true 5 and 6 pounders that they have. And I'm real cautious when I throw that number around, because everybody who catches a 3-pound bass that pulls really hard and it's all inflated calls it a 5-pounder.
Sure.
But these were, like, on the scale, 5s and 6s. I think I had 40 fish over 6 pounds on this trip. I've never seen anything like it. It was incredible.
On the scale.
It was great. We stopped weighing them.
Is it really true that Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing Tackle caught the biggest fish on the trip, like an 8-pounder?
Well, no, he didn't have the biggest fish on the trip, but
pretty darn close.
One of them, his fish was 2 ounces shy of 9 pounds, 814.
Wow.
Norm Campbell took the big fish honors, but yeah, Carl's fish was a freaking giant on an MC swim bait. Corey was like the unofficial mayor. Corey wasn't even on this trip, and we all had crazy good fishing on MC swim baits, and most of us doing different things. Carl was fishing that 5-inch weedless, Brandon's fishing a 6-inch weedless, and I was fishing a Viejo with a leadhead. And all of us doing different things, and everybody would come back with these crazy stories of success. And, like, that's why I want people to go experience it so much, is, like, you don't need to be a bass fisherman.
Yeah.
Carl fishes freshwater bass one time a year. I'm not far behind him.
Yeah.
You're in the same
Me
boat,
too.
Yeah, you know,
same.
Like, but, like, you could go down there with calico bass gear
and fish a lead head and a 5-inch swim bait and just fish after fish after fish of 5 and 6 and 7 pounds. It is such a cool place. Was super accommodating, felt safe, easy travel. Yeah. It was just awesome. Cannot say enough good things about it.
Super comfortable lodge, and it's just your group, which is cool at Billy Chapman Senior's.
That was my favorite part. Yeah, exactly. You're just eating dinner with just your friends, and their food was fantastic. Yeah. It was just awesome.
They fish from pongas, and the pongas are super comfortable.
Yeah, they're very stable, and in big seats and very comfortable. And Brandon and I bring absolutely a ridiculous amount of too much tackle.
Well, when I saw you guys loading the rod tube, it's like they're trying to fit these rods. I go, how many rods do you have in that bunny? It was like, well, you have 19. It's like, how many rods can you fish with? Come on. Are you kidding me?
I'm sure we set a record. We just have the same Plano, rod tube that everybody has with the wheels on the back of it. And between Brandon, Carl, and I, we put 38 rods in one of those tubes.
38 rods in one tube.
I'm here to tell you, we got them in, we got them out. They all went down. No problems, no issues. It was wild.
Wow.
It's such a fun trip.
So now, are there any, I know Frank's doing 3 more trips or 2 more trips. Are there any openings on those, do you know?
There is one trip left for us. It leaves on May the 10th. So all the trips are the 10th through the 15th. We do one in March, one in April, one in May.
That's when the nets are out.
Exactly, yeah. So it doesn't follow the dates. It's not like a Monday to Thursday thing that would be more convenient, but it's all about the nets. And Lake El Salto is gill netted for tilapia. It's highly regulated. To say that no bass touches a net would be crazy, but I'm telling you,
not many.
It just doesn't. It has a lot to do with mesh size and how they fish it. Yeah. And
but the nice thing is when you go down there when there's no net, it's not that you can't catch fish when there's nets in the water. You do. But when there's no nets in the water, it's nice not to have the weave in and out.
Exactly.
Of
you got it. And that's exactly it. The fishing is not altered much when the nets are in. It's just easier and more pristine looking.
And there's a lot of places you can't access when the nets
are in. That's it. Exactly. So our trips are the 10th through the 15th, March, April, and May. There is one spot left on our May trip, and that's going to have Darren and RC from the tackle store. They're both going, bringing a bunch of tackle, and Frank, obviously.
And
that's the fun thing is, on all these trips, Frank is there telling stories, head at the table, and everybody's just BSing. If you've ever been on a trip with Frank, you know how much fun that is.
Yeah.
It's just a great time.
Frank loves this.
He loves it. And I get it, man. I'm the same. Like, I can't stop talking about it. All I can do is figuring out, once is not enough a year to go. I'm just dying to figure out how to get back to Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge.
Yeah. So next year they'll be doing it again. Are there spots available? Or
as of right now, I think there's 4 spots still on our, as you could imagine, almost everybody how much do I need for my deposit for next year? People were trying to hand money to Frank while we were still there. Just like, hey, you hold on to this couple $100 and secure my spot.
Yeah.
But there's spots on all the trips, and I think there's only 4 left on the one that Brandon and I are going on in April.
Next April.
Come with us.
If you
want
to go, talk to Ricky at the tackle shop or give a call to Frank in his office.
That's it.
He'll be happy to talk El Salto bass.
Because it's so popular, Frank wants a $1,000 deposit just so we know you're serious. There's only 4 spots left. Please come with us. It is the best time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, a really great time.
And, of course, everybody that goes on that trip has to have travel insurance from Dawson Insurance, right?
Yes. Ideally, as soon as they make that deposit.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about that is this is a remote spot. And one of the things we didn't talk about with travel insurance is that if something happens, you're covered as far as emergency evac, hospitalization, and all that in foreign countries.
Yes, correct. So whether they just purchase insurance for a single trip or that one of those annual plans, both of those come with emergency transportation as well as emergency medical services.
And Bob, they'll fly you to your home hospital, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, if you're, let's say that you break a leg, they're going to get you to the nearest facility to stabilize you enough that we can get you to a place that can actually repair your broken leg.
Yeah.
Because it's all about, if you have a heart attack, they're not going to wait to get you somewhere.
Right.
They're going to get you to the closest place they can get.
Sure.
And get you stabilized. And then when everything's said and done, they'll fly you back to your home or home hospital.
And now, if the insurance bill or the hospital bill in that country isn't covered with your own insurance, Does that policy cover that?
Yes, up to the policy limits. So that,
wow.
Depending upon the policy they choose, that could be anywhere from, on a very basic single plan policy, $10,000 in medical coverage. The annual plans start at $20,000 and go up to $50,000 for medical expenses for emergency purposes. And then, of course, you know, range anywhere from, at the very basic single plan, $50,000 in evacuation or emergency transportation, rather, all the way up to $500,000. And some plans have $1 million on the single
plan. Wow.
Let me just say, no matter what you're doing, you may not think you'll need emergency evac insurance. And I can assure you, I have personal experience, man. It can happen.
Yep.
It's something you wouldn't think you need, and boy, never, ever, ever not have it.
Yeah, like Ricky could have been helicoptered out instead of riding a mule out, right?
Exactly. A 15-minute helicopter ride could have negated a night in a tent with two broken arms and having to make a six-hour mule ride back to a camp.
Totally.
Get that insurance.
Yeah, up $280 a year covers everything.
Yeah.
For all your trips.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we have a new feature debuting today, and it's going to be every Saturday. You know, so many people, when John Ireland closed Rancho Leoneros, said, man, I missed that Baja report, right?
Pete, let me just say, I hear it at the tackle store twice a week, all the time. Like, well, what's going on? What's going on? John was everybody's source about what's happening in the East Cape. Yeah. I'm so excited for this.
Well, we have a new source.
Yeah.
And he's one of our longtime buddies and owner of Smokey's Curing Cantina down in Los Barriles, one of the great places to have your fish processed, as well as have a cerveza or a margarita or a great dinner or lunch.
Shrimp taco in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
For sure. Chris Moore is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, buenos dias, guys. How we doing?
Hey, doing great, man. We're so thrilled that you're going to be able to do this for us every week. And before we get started with the report, there's some exciting news coming out of Smokey's, and that is not only are you the best place to go have lunch or dinner in Los Barriles, not only is it the best place to have a cocktail, watch your favorite sporting event, not only is it the best place to have your fish processed down in Southern Baja, but you also now have the boat in the East Cape as a charter boat, right? Vaquera.
The Vaquera is now the flagship of Smokey's. I'm pinching myself still. I can't believe it.
Wow. That is the rig for sure.
Yeah.
35 Cabo. Yeah, 35 Cabo. She's got a sea keeper. She's outfitted. You know, just a great boat. Beautiful boat.
Yeah, and previously owned by Mark Rayer at Gen Ed Spork Fishing, and you know, Mark was immaculate about everything he did. You purchased it. But what's really cool is it came along with one of the best captains in the fleet, and that's Diego Romero, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been the captain of that boat for many, many years. He's great. He knows the boat like the back of his hand. He's got his son, Irvis, deckhanding for him. It's just a great setup.
That's rad.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
so
we're so excited. We're very excited.
Yeah, you should be, because it's a stellar operation. And so if somebody wants to book, like for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament in October, which actually has some spots available, how do we book the Vaquera to get that boat?
Okay, well, we've got a new website coming out. Our goal is to have it out by May 1st, so we're on target. That's going to be BajaSmokies.com, and that's going to have information, you know, on fish processing, our menu. It'll have a Vaquera page, and we're going to have a really cool fish report on there, too. So it'll be BajaSmokies.com, and we should have that up within the next week.
And what's been happening at Smokey's Cantina?
Oh man, big Friday night last night. It was hopping just like usual, you know. I actually came home early, but I heard it was a fun time as usual.
You got
as usual, lots of tequila flowing.
Yeah, super good menu and just a fun place.
It's such a cool vibe. It's just a great atmosphere. Yeah, it's East Cape.
I appreciate that, guys.
What's that?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and right across the street from Palmas and Playa del Sol, and just right in the heart of town there. It's just super, super good. And then, are you still picking up fish for processing at the docks, too?
Oh, yeah, every day that there's boats going out, we got our crews out there. You know, Palmas, Playa, all the resorts. So we're out there every day picking up the fish.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we offer the fresh cut service as well as smoking. And we'll take care of everything. Make it easy.
That's why I was so excited when Pete said, Chris, that you were going to be doing the East Cape Report. There's nobody that's better connected, both with the charter boat, literally seeing what every fish and every, you know, at every resort is bringing back to the dock, obviously being so connected with all the captains, boat people. Like, there's nobody better suited to give us the lowdown on what's happened at the East Cape, and we're really, really excited.
Likewise, guys. I'm really excited about it as well, yeah. So we're going to hopefully be giving you a lot of good good intel this year.
For sure. Well, give it to us. What's going on down there?
Okay. Well, you know, we talked about this, but, man, just all year it's been just phenomenal Dorado fishing. It's been great. You know, it's kiteboarding season, so when the wind dies down, you know, it's great. It's been just great Dorado fishing. So guys are out there. Right now we've got sardinas, we've got ballyhoo, we got calamari. And so the Dorado fishing has been real nice. And then a couple days in the last week, we had a really nice tuna bite. You know, it's you know, an early little tuna bite just to the north of Los Barriles between Pescadero and Los Barriles off Cerro Verde. I mean, like literally 100, 200 meters offshore.
Wow.
People bringing in, you know, a good amount of 40s and 50s, some 20s and 30s. It was a real nice bite. It's died off for now, but it should start picking up anytime, you know, now that the wind's dying down. And then also been seeing quite a few pompanos, you know, on the inshore and some pargo. Talked to a guy yesterday that ended up catching a yellowtail. You know, we've seen fewer of those, but he caught a yellowtail. Vaquero was out this past week with the boys, and they ended up catching a wahoo, some Dorado, and a bunch of white bonita just right up there off between La Ribera and Punta Arena to the south. So I'm just sitting out here on my patio this morning having a cup of coffee out at Rancho Leonero watching the boats go out, and many of them are heading south, you know, around the bend there towards La Ribera, and then maybe down by Punta Arena, Punta Colorado. So we'll see what happens today. But, yeah, I mean, Dorado has just been really, really productive this year and really, really good numbers and really good size. So hopefully that will continue.
That's wow. Awesome. Great Chris. Stuff. And that's the thing. Chris knows exactly what's going on.
This is
going
to be great.
At all the different resorts. And so if somebody wants to book Vaquera and go fishing, or somebody wants to come to Smokey's Cantina, get the fish processed, how do we get a hold of you, Chris?
Okay, so like I said, it's going to be BajaSmokies.com, which should be up this week. And then also, obviously, you can book Vaquera through the, you know, Van Roma Resorts. You'll be able to book it through us, you know, on our website. And then I wanted to just mention, too, that so the new website will have a – we used to give that fish report was just my blog. So now we've got a little twist. We're going to have a public forum on the website where people can come and post their fish tales and you know, their pics and everything. And then they'll have my blog, of course. And then there's going to be another part I call Trusted Sources. So it's going to be, you know, people like – let's say like – Vaquero or El Regalo or some of those, you know, private boats, Julio Cota, Israel Castro, they're going to have their own little areas where they can come and post stuff that's going out on the water. We're trying to get more footage, you know, out on the water, you know, little video clips and pics of some, you know, some live footage. So there'll be kind of three little areas of that website and that fish report. But, yeah, there'll definitely be a Vaquero page, and you can contact us that way. And that should be, you know, we're on target to get this done here in the next week.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, Chris, great report. We sure appreciate your welcome addition to Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Chris. That's awesome. Hey, that report brought up by Norris Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells, extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make the investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check Norris Lithium. Lithium.com, or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine at both the Anaheim and their Lakeside locations for Norris Lithium Batteries. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are absolutely packed up with questions for Christy and Bob. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, it's me again, Ben, and I wanted to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 4th, and we call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know, it's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturer representatives, some amazing seminars, and even my buddy Ron Lane at Fast Lane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Pete and Rick will broadcast live from the event on Saturday, May 4th, and have some super expert guests. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 4th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Everything will be on sale up to 50% off. Man, I hope my dad has enough money to let me buy stuff.
Great gear from Shimano. Now, it's El Salto, I know you had 30 rods, but what about reels, man?
I just went stupid and bought too much. I'll tell you what I got.
No such thing.
Exactly. I tried out the brand new generation of Corrado this time, the new Corrado M that just went through a brand new, they released it at ICAST. Killer. I love it. I mean, Corrado is such a good bang for the buck reel. They're inexpensive, but so smooth, incredibly good free spool, very user-friendly, really nice cast control system. You set it to how you cast and where you're comfortable at, never think about it again. And we did a lot of cast and retrieve fishing from small crankbaits, lots of spinner baits, all that fishing with the MC swim baits. And I bought a couple of them for this year. I fished 30-pound regular old school traditional Power Pro and a little piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon on that Corrado M series. Absolutely loved it. The newest generation, they nailed it.
Wow. So the Corrado M series, what sizes?
I was fishing a 200 size, and I think that's like perfect. It fits in your hand very well. You know, there's Corrados in the 300 size. I don't know if it's that small.
But you can get a 200 or a 300.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. Loved it. And I'm going to continue to fish it up here and for Calico Bass as well. Really, really happy with that new Corrado.
The Corrado M at your local Shimano dealer. San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough this smart and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing and fun and insurance. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, phones are packed. One line open if you want to get in. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to go on a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, catching yellows and cod and who knows what else here. Bluefin soon.
So good to have Taro and the boys back covering that back ground. Yeah,
running every week.
Coronado Islands fishing, baby.
Every day, yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. They are absolutely packed full. Let's start it off with Richard. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Richard, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. It's a wonderful show as always. You already answered the two questions that I had about rental insurance, car insurance, and the medical thing. So just let me say one thing. I had some insurance issues with regards to a condominium, and I called Carol at Dawson Insurance, and she's done an absolutely wonderful job for me. And so I just wanted to thank Bob for having such a wonderful insurance company that can deal with my problems. And I hope that I get a chance to fish with you again sometime in the future. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the compliment. Awesome. Yeah, Carol's a great gal. She's got 30 years insurance experience. What do we have, 7 people now? I don't even know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's we have people that specialize in travel and homes and autos and commercial workers' comp,
right.
You know, things like that. So it's but Christy runs the show.
How do you have time to take care of your chickens in your garden?
My husband does.
Wow.
No, he's awesome. We're a team. We're a good team.
Oh,
that's like my zen, though. You know, after the end of the day, that's kind of how I unwind.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you don't have chickens, they're like literally the easiest animal to raise.
Are they really?
But we really appreciate that feedback, and I'm going to pass your message on to Carol. She's fabulous, and I love hearing good feedback, so thank you.
Yeah, so you cover all kinds of, not just travel insurance, not just boat insurance. You'll cover homeowners insurance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We cover anything from, group health insurance, Medicare. You name it. If you can insure it, we do.
Yeah. That's cool. So. Homeowners insurance in California now is a nightmare, right?
It is. I mean, there's just a lot of changes in the market, a lot of carriers dropping out of the California market completely, for different reasons. But we are constantly, have our lines out there looking for the carriers that are running, are actually accepting the business, or we write it with, the California Fair Plan if there's literally nowhere else to go. But we work very hard, and Carol is an intricate part of that line of business.
That's cool.
In helping to make sure that we have the right carriers for all of our clients.
That's cool. Awesome. Hey, Stephen Falbrook writes, good morning, everyone. I have placed down I've placed a down payment in December on a trip, and I'll be taking in September. Is it too late for coverage on that trip? I take this trip annually.
It's never too late to purchase travel insurance. We recommend that you purchase it within till the day before you leave. We recommend that you purchase it within 2 weeks of making your initial trip deposit, but that's just solely so that you get that pre-existing condition waiver coverage so that you get the most coverage possible. After that 2 weeks has passed, you can still purchase coverage. However, it wouldn't cover you for any pre-existing medical condition.
For example?
So something that you've been acutely treated for in the last 4 months. Let's say you had back surgery 3 months ago, and you think you're going to be fine to go on that trip later, but then you have complications. That would be considered a pre-existing medical condition. On an annual plan, they look back 4 months. On an individual plan, 6 months.
Okay.
So if it was 6 months ago and you haven't had any problems with your back since, you've been good to go, that's not considered a pre-existing condition anymore. So it's acutely treated in the last 4 to 6 months is what we say.
And if something new develops, you're completely covered.
So once you purchase the coverage, even on an annual plan, let's say you purchase the coverage today and you want it to cover your trips that are starting next month, like your plan covers from May 1st to May 1st of the following year. Even if you then hurt yourself tomorrow, once you've purchased that coverage, the next day that coverage goes into effect for all of your trips between May 1st and May 1st, so you're good.
That's awesome. Good. I was going to say, one of the things that I've always loved Bob talk about, that I know every plan is different, was the exception for your companion. And, I'm going on this trip because it's, a big deal that my wife and I, we can't wait for this trip, and something happened, she got sick or I got sick and she couldn't go, there's stipulations for the person you're traveling with, even if it's not you, but they're the reason you were going or going to have all your fun or whatever. There's exceptions for that as well, right?
Yes, there is. In other words, if your traveling companion is not going to go, we'll refund you for the trip.
I think that's so cool.
Wow. So you're both covered even on your policy.
Well, yeah.
What if you're
covered for the deposits and what you paid for? The person that's not insured wouldn't be covered for medical evacuation, baggage loss, and everything else.
Unless they have their own policy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm going on this trip. Christy and I have been planning this long-range trip for the longest time. We both have insurance, but she something came up. She can't go. Well, the whole reason I was going, because I was going with Christy, I get my money back on my deposits and everything else now, too.
Right. So how it works is that the policy reads it's you a your traveling companion, or a direct family member. So let's say you have an older parent that's at home, and all of a sudden,
there you go,
their condition, you know, they are in a serious medical condition, and you need to stay back because you're not sure what's going on. That is also a covered reason for loss. So
wow,
that's a huge
there's,
one.
There's a lot more coverage than just meets the eye.
I can't tell you how many customers we have, you know, on fishing trips that, you know, that exactly are that, you know, parents are in different stages of you know, needing some elder care. It's like, well, I'd love to go, but I don't know where I'm going to be 6 months from now. I'm not going to go just to be on the safe side. But, you know, you could buy that, know that you're covered, and then 6 months, if everything's all good, you get to go on your trip. And if things aren't right, well, then you're covered, and so's the boat. You know, you're not putting anybody out.
Right.
Pretty amazing.
Huge. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're also going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.